Welcome back to Horizons. Marie Morley, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much, David. So I'm from Cullen, and the name of our church is the Church of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we're here to reflect and raise awareness on something very special, which is the beauty of God's creation here in the Diocese of Kerry. It's a time to appreciate the wonder of our natural world and to reflect on our responsibility to care for it and to take meaningful action to protect it. So this year, as we move into October, we especially remember the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, a saint who taught us to see God's presence in every part of creation, from the smallest bird to the tallest mountain. Our environment faces challenges: climate change, pollution, loss of habitats. But it's great to see communities across the Diocese of Kerry stepping up, like parish groups, schools, farmers and local organisations who are finding ways to protect and care for creation. So in Cullen we have very little green areas around our church, so we have tubs in the front of the church. So we plan to plant them with plants and herbs such as oregano, lavender and catmint, which will attract bees and butterflies. The men who look after the graveyard also plan to leave a longer time between the strimming and the mowing, rather than picking a date. For example, every 3 weeks we will do it, they plan to leave it go longer. This will hopefully encourage parishioners and visitors to the church in Cullen to explore ways to care for the environment. Every effort we make when added together contributes to healing our planet. Also, in our plan is to do a no-mow May. So this encourages us not to mow the grass around the church and the graveyard for the month of May, and this will support native wildlife, particularly the bees and the butterflies. This also allows wildflowers like dandelions and clover to grow naturally, which is a vital source of food, and the habitat boosts the population of declining pollinator species. While for our meadows and taller grass, this provides crucial shelter and nesting sites for various insects.
The No Mow May, how many people or what sort of buy-in do you have for the community for that? Because I know it can be very easy to say in September, I won't cut the grass, but then in May when your grass looks very messy, I know it's tough for people to resist temptation. Do you have a lot of buy-in from the community for this?
I think once people are aware, like Edel said about the signage, once people are aware and they understand, rather than passing it and thinking, oh look, this looks very messy, but if there's a sign up, and you can always trim a little border around it so they can see that actually people are looking after it, but that we need to let it grow as well for the insects and the wildflowers.
Yeah, to let people know that it's messy on purpose. It's not messy by accident. I imagine those tubs are going to look lovely at the front of the church when they're full of herbs and flowers and everything. I imagine it will look great, and it will probably smell amazing too.
Yes, and it's low maintenance. You know, sometimes with flowers and things, they need to be weeds pulled or watered if the weather is very fine, whereas herbs are inclined to look after themselves, and the ground gets a little bit dry, that's okay as well. Or if it's a very wet season, it's okay as well for the herbs.
Yeah, I think herbs are incredibly low maintenance. I've definitely heard stories of people who planted a little mint plant out the back of their garden, and then their garden became entirely mint plant when it completely took the place over. So that seems like a lot of low effort. So Marie, this seems like a great case study for other churches where they don't have a lot of green space, and you're trying to make the most out of what you can in kind of, by Irish standards, a little concrete jungle.
That's right. Our church mainly is tarmacked around the front of it and the car park as well. So the cemetery alongside the church has some grass in between the graves and at the back. So there is men who look after that voluntarily, come to do the strimming and to do the mowing as well. And it's a social event for those men who enjoy getting together and having the chat as well, you know. And they take pride in having it looking nice and having it looking good. We also work together with the Tidy Towns Committee in Cullen, who are doing a great job as well in keeping our village looking well.
That's fantastic that you've got so much community buy-in on this, that everybody's pitching in together.
That's right. It's great when everyone works together and make our village look nice.
We'd like to point out as well that there is a lot of support for biodiversity projects. For example, Bernie McCaffrey from the Diocesan Office, and you have the Diocese and Rachel Budd, who's a resource consultant, and IRD Duhalla, who assist with grants. And we recently received details from the Grants Officer of the Irish Catholic Bishops Conference that applications for trees are currently being accepted for the winter spring planting season, that's 25-26. And this is a scheme where sponsored trees are available free of charge for the church and faith communities, for community groups and youth groups. So we hope to avail of this funding as well.
You heard it here first. So Adele, if people are listening and they love the sound of what you're doing and they want to get involved, how can they get more involved?
Well, people can contact our parish office if they would like to get involved. We'd welcome every facet of our community who have an interest in gardening or who are farmers who would like to have an input into, with their knowledge, into how we go about our tasks. And I suppose the best thing to do would be to contact Sharon at the parish office and to leave your name. And there are many varieties of work involved here. As you can hear, there's a little bit of inside work in the church for liturgy, but there's also the work outside in the planting. There's work in the maintenance. There's work in the erection of the swift boxes, which would be a major task. And then there are the things, obviously, that we haven't thought about, that other people are probably right now having a moment saying, oh, I know something I would like to do. And it might just be for the love of beauty of nature. And we would love if they would share their knowledge with us.
Yeah, and that follows my path because it was contacting Sharon that brought me here to all of you. So definitely make contact with her in the Mill Street Parish office. She does great work.
She does, David, yes. And she's been instrumental in focusing things and getting things off the ground. So we'd like to thank her very much. And Father Fitzgerald, who's given his support to the project since the very beginning.
Mary Murphy, Adele Frazier and Marie Morley, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you, David.
This is Phil Coulter, Scorn Not His Simplicity.
See the child with the golden hair, yet eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels? Or have we really tried? See him now, as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her, it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no. Face the future hopefully, surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. Scorn not his
is simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. We warmly welcome Father Sunny to the diocese. Father Sunny is a Camelin priest from Kerala in India. He studied in Rome and was ordained a priest in 2005. He will reside with Father Aleppa in the Presbytery Kilcommon. We thank him for his forthcoming ministry and for choosing to live and work amongst us. Welcome, Father Sunny. Bewley's Big Coffee Morning for Hospice will take place all around the diocese in the next 2 weeks. This is a big year for Kerry Hospice as they start the new 5-bed build, so please participate. Legion of Mary Pilgrimage to Knock Shrine is currently taking place this morning. All of us on Horizons wish them the very best and safe travels. There will be a Harvest Thanksgiving service at the Church of Ireland on Ash Street, Tralee, today at 11:15 a.m. All are welcome to the service or to visit the church afterwards to view the floral arrangements. There will be a Mass to celebrate the season of creation in St. John's, Tralee at noon today. Join in God's great gift of creation. Information and registration evening for the Lily Ladybirds Killarney takes place tomorrow at Presentation Monastery, New Road, Killarney at 6 p.m. Ladybirds is a branch of the Irish Girl Guides for 5 to 7-year-olds. It is an all-inclusive environment where girls reach their full potential. Spaces are limited, so come along if interested. There will be a free training evening on how to run committees Monday evening at 7 p.m. in the parish of Irie's Ardgroom. See the parish newsletter for details. St. John's Tralee Diary for Mass bookings opens on Tuesday. Bookings for first anniversaries only will be taken from 9:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. All other bookings will be taken from 11:30 a.m. onwards. Please be advised, telephone bookings will not be taken that day. Alcoholics Anonymous have meetings every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. at St. Clair's House, Beach Road, Killarney. See alcoholicsanonymous.ie for more details. The West Cork Feel Good Festival will start in Berra Parish this week. Activities are spread across the whole area, starting with a coffee morning in Ardgroom on Wednesday and ending with a coffee morning on Bear Island on the 30th of October. See the parish newsletter for details. Castletown Bear Parish will celebrate the Jubilee Year of Hope with Rosary at the Grotto in the Sacred Heart Church car park every evening at 7:30 p.m. before Mass. This parish pilgrimage of hope will begin with an opening ceremony on Thursday and will consist of a holy hour with benediction starting at 6 p.m, followed by Mass at 7 p.m, and a candlelight procession to the grotto for the rosary at 7:30 p.m. Further details will be provided closer to the opening ceremony. Brosna GAA Club will have a Mass at their clubhouse at 7 p.m. on Thursday to celebrate their 50-year anniversary. All are welcome. Our Lady and St. Brendan's Tralee will host a guided nature walk to highlight their progress of returning 30% of the church grounds to nature on Saturday morning from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. Refreshments and coffee afterwards in the parish centre. There will be a health, safety and well-being event for farmers and their families on Saturday at the Mid-Kerry Milltown Mart from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All are welcome. Pope Leo XIV has posted on X, "The true consolation we must offer to those around us is showing that peace is possible, and that it grows within each of us if we do not stifle it. May the leaders of nations pay particular attention to the cries of so many innocent children and ensure them a future that protects and consoles them.
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, we talk about Adoration and Spa Parish.